Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a book and radio show. Let us begin.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly
right next to godliness. I wanted to mention any threat to the party of death gets a demo camo schmear. Sad to say, it is very effective. It's an old schoolyard tactic when girls were clean, cut, and sterile. When a proper lady was accosted by a beast and spurned his lecherous advances, the leech would label her a tramp. The word would spread like wildfire, and this would result in her being accosted by 50 other lechers trying to get lucky. The victim of the schmear would tearfully deny the accusation, which would result in more leeches convinced that she was lying. Her only salvation was to have 5 big Irish Catholic brothers who would scout the neighborhood, find the lecher of origin, and give him a rooftop conference and a beating, and new meaning to the words of fear of God. But sadly, this tactic that was created and adopted by the party of death, the results are deadly. Let's say they labeled Sarah Palin a floozy. Then Saturday Night Live accentuated the negative in communist jest. 80% of America would believe it because The View said so. And besides, George Soros, who controls 30 media outlets with payola, wants the dirty deed done. Then you get a couple of communist comedians like John the Monkey Stewart and Claudette Colbert, two stars of Communist Central, not to mention a Bill a PLO dancer Mar. He's a private the dancer for Judas money, and any old country will do. Mission accomplished, and no photos of landing on an aircraft carrier, just one of Lady Kaka eating out of a garbage truck, adding flavor to her vocabulary. Now it is candidate consideration time, and the Repuppies agree we can't run Palin. She has been smeared, and her image is not that clean. Not that she is not innocent, but she has lost votes that will not return. What we need is someone clean and without sin, like the Democrats had when they put up the greatest and bravest president that ever lived, up until Obama, the scourge of the South. Bullsheeting a biff and back to the parking lot future, pro-chosen by unsterile Democrat women, President and head pocket liner Pinocchio Pants. Can we get one chorus of led by St. Hillary of Stand By Your Man for $167 million? So Sarah holds her head up high, hugs her gift from God, which the demo commos want to destroy sight unseen, and fights back. 80% now becomes 50%, and the New York Times prints a retraction in the Chinese obituary columns on page 820. The damage is done. Candidates for office from the Tea Party. Once you say vote for me, put your pithy helmet on. If you want a lesson on how to deal with dirty, devious demo commos, watch a Senor Trump when he comes out to playa. He will Georgie Porgy all that pudding pie with a new twist when the demo commos come out to play. Trump will stomp them all away. You don't want to be in that room without a paintbrush. One nation under God, not under surveillance. Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com and www.captainsblog.us. While we're at it, ask Chuck Shylock Schumer why he did not invite Occidental Petroleum to his big oil inquisition. How much did Clinton and global warming checkbook Gore charge to give away the naval oil reserves while America was deep in the arms of Morpheus? Another one coming. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a book and radio show. Let us begin. We're back. How you doing? Remember when they caught Elliot Spritzer down in D.C.? And he was casting ballots in the wrong direction, and he was labeled as client number 9. Wouldn't you love to know who clients 1 through 8 were? Anyway, they just announced that they found pornography in the Bin Laden hideout. And most were American-made videos under grants for the arts. And his favorite was President Pinocchio Pants Gets a Pizza Delivery. And they say it had great choreography. How to Cross Dress Like a Democrat was his number two choice. And The Jihad Orgy, starring Bill PLO Dancer Moore, John the Monkey Stewart, Claudette Colbert, and Gary the Goat. And The Camel's Hump, starring Dennis Kucinich as Pee Wee Herman. And John Edwards does the hotel parking garage and men's room. Al Gore's A Global Warming Massage. And Lady Gaga Strikes Again. And we have a photo of Osama, and he's dressed like a woman at a disco. And he's carrying a white pocketbook, and it says, "Hi, I'm Osama, he's Obama." Then I have one of Osama in a cowgirl hat, and he's wearing a tank top, and he's voluptuous looking. And he's got this shirt that says, "I wish these were brains." And Mexican border, here I come. Janet Napolitano just made me a tour guide. And then we have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed with Rosie O'Donnell's head. And it says, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's new identity. Now, the head is on the shoulders of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I don't want you to get a terrorist impression there, Ben. And then we have Bin Laden's brides are being interrogated. And the first one is, I happened to find this doing my searching on the internet, my Googling. And there was a woman in a burqa, and she's got her hands up. They must have stopped her, and they're checking her out. And she looks just like Senator Bob Graham of Florida. So I took that picture, and you could probably see it if you go to my website, www.captainsblog.us. I'm pretty sure that photo was on there. And the caption underneath says, Senator Babette Graham of Florida, chairman of U.S. military intelligence, voted to burn the American flag 40 days before 9/11. I got it in for all those senators and Viet Congress mice who voted to burn the flag that draped 4,500 Americans who died fighting jihad. And the 3,245 that were murdered on 9/11. And everybody came out draped in a flag. And for these bastards to vote to burn it, calling it freedom of speech, they should all be fed to the dolphins, the ones with the big teeth. And then there's Nancy Pelosi, and under her, this is one of the brides of Bin Laden. And it's a person of interest, allegedly married to Bashar al-Assad, and protecting the Syrian Gestapo by creating a sideshow, an American hit, with NATO markings on helpless, not involved Libya. Let's face it, Gaddafi is no good, and he should be taken out, but we shouldn't be spending any money to do it. And I understand tonight that the Syrian mafia is at the White House looking for $30 billion to wage war against Gaddafi. I honestly believe that Gaddafi was a sideshow created to protect Bashar al-Assad in Syria, because the call very shortly would have went out to liberate Syria, help the Syrian people break the yoke of oppression. And I think that based on all the trips that the Party of Death has made to Syria, while American GIs were having their arms and legs blown off by Syrian IEDs delivered into Iraq with Iranian copper lugs, I honestly believe that when Uday Pelosi went to Syria, you remember she demanded a bigger plane from the Air Force, that she couldn't be riding in these small peasant planes, and she wanted a bigger plane, and they gave her a bigger plane, and the first trip she took with it was to Syria. She brought Tom Lantos there. She brought Dennis Kucinich there. And before she arrived, she sent her lackey, her footstool, Bill Bayonet the Baby's Nelson from Florida, squinty eyes. He squints because the sun gets in his eyes when he raises his samurai sword. He is a flag burner and a baby killer. And he's also a feeding tube puller. He was at the blocking the door of Terry Schiavo, I believe. I can see photos of that in my mind. Anyway, Uday Pelosi is a person of interest, allegedly married to Bashar al-Assad, and protected the Syrian Gestapo by creating a sideshow. And the reason they went to Libya is because when we were in Afghanistan, as we are now, and in Iraq, as we are now, all of the weenies, the Anthony weenies in the world, in our world, were complaining we were spread too thin. So to stretch the thinness of the U.S. military even more, they created this fake war against Muammar Gaddafi and the country of Libya, so that when somebody said we should be in Syria, they can say, now we're really stretched too thin, we can't do it. But Syria is responsible for the death of 4,500 Americans. And by the way, speaking of death, the body count in Afghanistan today, since the war started, is 1,460, or 1,400. And on Bush's watch, the body count was 461. I made note of it the day he left office. So Obama has killed 1,000 Americans in the Afghan war. And for us to be in Libya making believe we're NATO troops, what do they got? They got the American troops taking Dutch lessons? Those planes that are flying in that in those missions are American planes with American pilots. And you prove me wrong.
They're wooden shoes. They're wearing wooden shoes.
And that's
shoes.
A disgrace. And I wouldn't be surprised if they returned their bodies in unmarked coffins with NATO markings on the boxes. So, Nancy Pelosi is a person of interest, allegedly married to Bashar al-Assad and protecting the Syrian Gestapo by creating this Libyan sideshow. Flags in the background of her picture that went out on this blog. She voted to burn 55 days before 9/11. And she accused Bush of killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. And the next photo is Lady Chapstick, that's Lincoln Chaffee, Lady Chapstick's lover, voted to burn the flag behind it, I said, because he's not a human being. You vote to burn the flag, you're not a he or a she, you're an it. 40 days before 9/11, and he called it freedom of speech. That's the old communist lie, freedom of speech. You Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party. You will find out that they have achieved all 45 in the United States. And the next one I have is Chris Matthews, and he's got a sign around his neck that says, email us. And Chrissy Matthews, he's a former actress on Three's Communist, suffers from NBC anti-Americanism, gets tingle leg when dogs go by, allegedly met with Bin Laden on internet dating, pseudo-Catholic, wishes to meet a mad Muslim, purpose to be understood. And Carla the Jekyll 11, Queen of Michigan, supports abortion under the No Child Left Alive Act, allegedly met Bin Laden on a blind date but did not go all the way, voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. And then there's Dakita Turbin, number two in the Senate, testified for Bin Laden against the U.S. Marine Corps, calling them murderers, voted to burn the flag, and voted for the No Child Left Alive program. Shirt has a high collar to hide Ayman Zawahiri's hickeys. Be sure to see him in Eric Holder Has a Lovely Shoulder. And the last one, I found this on the internet. I was looking for Lindsey Graham, and somebody had Lindsey Graham's picture, and in the corner was a picture of Bette Davis. I don't know. That. I think they were referring to the fact he has Bette Davis eyes. I don't know. And so I decided not to attack Lindsey Graham, but attack Bette Davis. So Bette Davis pals around with Border Guard John McCain, likes to make examples of young privates who fight back in war zones to show how tough she is. And we may have an audio tape of her last fight with Bin Laden. And then I had to put a disclaimer on this blog, and it says, none of the facts introduced here are true. I was only playing Demo Camo. And then I did a little tribute to LSU. I love you, LSU, because you love my flag. LSU is the home of the second greatest generation. Take it and run with it, boys. So hang in there. We'll give you a little tune. Then we'll come back. We'll go crazy.
There's a feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, so sad.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'll a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
You think I could do that at a Lady Gaga concert? Could I do that routine? It's a grand old flag at a rap concert, you think? No, those are concerts of division. Do you know Lady Gaga at her concert celebrates having sex with Jesus? Wonderful person. Chip off the old block. A cow chip. Now that would be an insult to the cows. We got a big crisis in the Southland. You see, this president, his version of the South is Brazil. You know, you see this guy doing anything to help the people in the Southland? No, this is part of his plan. Wipe out the Southland. I want to tell you something. If I was a black farmer sitting on a tractor in Georgia, I would not be too thrilled with this guy. Not at all. Absolutely not. And let's face it, you know, we don't have to blame him because he's black. He's half white. We could say it's his evil white side that's overpowering his good black side. I just want him out. But you know what? More than him, I want everybody that's surrounding him out. They are the most dangerous people to this nation. These people have no love for this country. They hate it. Now they're in a position of power to destroy it. And they will. They will. They'll all be buried in Lenin's tomb. We got to take our country back, and the only way we're going to do it is if we all get together and have a cup of tea. The Republicans ain't going to do it. The Republicans are Democrat light, and the Democrats are communist heavy. We need a new breed of, we need the second greatest generation to rise up and take their country back. It is really sad. when Yankee Doodle goes to London, now he goes to score drugs. It is really sad. At one time, we were looked up to as a nation. We were respected. And here's a little hint that you should never forget. The day we lose air superiority is the day that we lose our country. 10 minutes after, it is an established fact that we are no longer one in the air or in space, we will lose our country. We will be at war. There are people just chomping at the bit to bring us down. And I'm not talking about the Democrats. Before I forget, if you get a chance to help out our southern brothers and sisters, we should do it. Because this government is not going to do it. This government plays plantation owner. They go down with the tax money that they stole from all the other states, plus the state they're visiting, and they dole it out like, here's a suite for you. Give me a break. If you want to help out the people in the Southland, donate money or send goods to their churches, to their local churches, and it'll go a lot further. And it'll help bring people together quicker. Don't count on this government. This government is in... The only people that are in government today are the people that are looking to take care of themselves. They have no use for us. That's why one term of office should be the maximum for anybody. I don't care how good he is. I don't care if he's the savior of the nation. One term, get your stuff and get out. We got plenty of people waiting in the wings that will make the same effort and try harder. And this way, it's more of a vocation than it is a gravy train ride. So, remember the South not only in your prayers, but send their churches some money. And they'll take care of the locals. And they'll bring everybody back to God. I seen a good movie the other night. I don't know the name of it because we're channel jumpers. But it took place in the Southland. It might have been Mississippi, and there was two priests. One guy was for the locals, and the other guy was a strict constructionist. and there was a woodworking carpenter who showed up in town one day. Very good movie. And he brought love. And it turns out at the end of the movie that it was Jesus. And it was very good. And it was made on the cheap. And it sure beat a Lady Gaga concert that was sold out. And when Jesus comes, his concert's going to be sold out too. It's time now to play the Tea Party National Anthem. Clock and the Viagra truck is late. They never tell you about the side effects of a Viagra. A buddy of mine was taking it. He lost his hearing. He went blind. But man, you ought to see the walking cane he got. We'll be right back. 70-year-old farmer marries a 21-year-old girl, and his buddy comes out to see him. At the time, he's about 170 pounds, and he's feeling very spry, and his buddy says, hey, John, you know, when an older man marries a younger girl, that could be very deadly. And he goes, oh, I got it taken care of. Don't worry about it. So a month goes by, and he goes out. He visits John on the front porch, and there he is. He's sitting in a rocking chair. He weighs about 70 pounds wet. And you can see his bones. And his buddy goes, John, I told you. This kind of relationship with a young girl can be very deadly. And he goes, I know. If she dies, she dies. Most of the country doesn't realize we're up against the Communist Party in North America. That's the hardcore Democrats. The socialists have already rated at least 100 House members as communist sympathizers in their own camp. It's an accolade. And, of course, one of the tactics of the Communist Party is to create stunts. And one of the stunts they pulled was they tried to pull a Selma march led by Nancy Pelosi carrying her big gavel on the steps of Congress. And they tried to fabricate a racial incident, which never took place. And Andrew Breitbart offered a $100,000 reward for any video, anybody that captured any racial epithets. And you can see these senior citizens are not stupid. They know a communist stunt when they see it. And they were very careful not to be provocative. But the communists put their own stooges in, and that's why they call it a stunt. And they'll have somebody go to a demonstration that starts off peaceful, and they'll turn it into a riot. And that's one of their ways of reaching their objective. So what they did was they labeled, hang in there. So they labeled the Tea Party members as racists and rednecks. And that's not fair. Because tea comes in all colors. Tea comes in black. Tea comes in red. Tea comes in green. Then there's orange, pico, and jasmine. Preferably, I like jasmine. And then there's oolong. So, you think about that. And don't let anybody divide us. Those who divide us will destroy us. It's an old Roman tactic. And the Democrats copy all Roman tactics. And we need the Tea Party more than ever. And what's sad, we were just talking about a relative who was a World War II vet. And any time there was a social function, he had two sons and a daughter. But his two sons went to Northwestern University. And this guy was a hardworking guy. He was a mailman who they're now trying to put out of business. Instead of helping him become more proficient, they're going to sell them off. The government is going to dump the post office. They're going to auction off the post office. They'll probably be delivering for a German bank next. The German bank almost bought the New York Stock Exchange. You know that, right? You ever wonder what Mayor Bloomingdale is going to do if Wall Street leaves? New York City will be a ghost town. They're already talking about that the young in the state are pulling out because they can't live with the taxes. Where are they going to go? This is a bad thing. And you know what? There are people talking about pulling out of the country. Where are you going to go? And then think about this. If we lose a war, who's going to take us in? You better hope that the eye in the sky is always ours. But anyway, going back to the Tea Party people, I mentioned this fella. He was a World War II vet. And any social gathering we went to, he couldn't wait to be with me, to talk to me, because in his own house, he was a POW. He had two liberal sons, and they used to shout him down every time he injected his opinion. That's what they learn in communist cucumber school. And I'm telling you, every time he see me, his eyes used to light up because because I was somebody he could talk to. You believe that? You think that doesn't go on in other families? Imagine spending all this money to send your kid to school, and he comes back and he can give you the latest update on how many different types of crystal meth there are, or he needs bail money for date rape. It's a shame. And you know, when we send them years ago, when Americans went overseas, people used to look up to us. We were like the pride of the world. We were a magnificent conqueror. We came, we liberated, and we left. And we built businesses along the same level. They were, if you went to a major corporation, you were part of the family. But today, it's every man for himself, and we're all on the Titanic. And the Democrats are dressed as women, and they're in the lifeboats first. We were just talking about helping out the Southland, right? You know, instead of going to Europe this year, why don't you go down to Mississippi and drop a few bucks at the casino? Why don't you go visit your own country and spread the money around to your brothers and sisters who are a little short on cash this year? Why not take care of ourselves first? Instead of sending billions to the UN, how about we just send them some old soap and towels for one building only? Why are we giving $30 billion to Al-Qaeda to take over Libya? What are we, stupid? Now, we liberated Egypt. We had the college liberation of Egypt, and they're killing Coptic Christians there. All those Coptic Christians are going to end up in the United States. They're all going to be coming here, along with 11 million Mexicans who are going to come across the border asking for political asylum because the drug lords have taken over their country. Yeah, we're worried about giving amnesty to the ones that are here now. Wait till you have 11 million more. Maybe it's time that the Americans started delivering the newspapers. You can't even get a decent newspaper, boy. He's in school. He's learning how to put a condom on a cucumber. And he's going to come out and he's going to get a job in the condom cucumber factory. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Imagine spending $40,000 a year and to send your daughter to college. And on spring break, as she's down in New Orleans working for Beads. And she's a business major. Yeah, oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We need more scientists, less rap artists. We need more mathematicians, less lawyers. The last thing this country needs is one more doper and one more lawyer. It's ridiculous. A lawyer is nothing more than a bandit in a suit. A highwayman in a suit. Unbelievable. What a nation we've become. Somebody sent me, if I can find it, the Social Security stats will make you sick. I can remember from it, I think it started in 1934, and it was voluntary. And they could only take 1% up to $1,734. And today they're taking over 7% up to $90,000. And there's nothing in the box. The locks box is empty. There's nothing in the box. Lyndon Johnson raided the Treasury for senior citizens, and he used it to buy guns and butter. That was Lyndon Johnson's slogan, "We're going to have guns and butter." Anybody tells you you're going to have guns and butter, get the gun first and shoot him and save the butter. It's ridiculous. We are in trouble. And you know what? It's really sad. It's really sad. It doesn't have to be this way. We're all becoming a government junkies. And the government is the biggest junkie of all. It needs a tax fix. And they have no, neither party has any intention of solving the debt problem. They're just, this is, there should be a stage instead of a Congress. They should have to, instead of sitting around big chairs and talking down to oil money making barons, guys who know how to make a profit, they should all be on a stage, and this should be a Broadway show. And every time they lie, they have to sing a song. They can't lie. When they're asked a question like, did you vote to burn the flag? Chuck Schumer will say, I'd like to say a word for the farmer. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're paying these guys. They should all be wearing pimp hats down there. They should be all wearing high-lighted shoes. Yeah. And fur coats. They should be what they should show what they really are. They have... All they're doing is they're buying your vote. They bought all the Democrats have bought all the poor people's votes. We're going to give you a chicken in every pot and free pot. Yep, we're all working. We're all slaves. We're all tax slaves. We're working for the massa. Massa going to give us food stamp. Massa going to give us welfare. Massa going to take us in. Yeah, they're taking you in, all right. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. 40,000 Mexicans have died so that we can get high and get our goods delivered on time. John McCain failed the border guard test. And now he wants to legalize immigration, and he's going to screen the drug mules. And he's for the war in Libya. But no torturing. John McCain is torturing me. I'm going to turn him into the Geneva Convention. And what's the other one? The other communist organization. Human Rights Watch? Human Rights Watch. They overlooked North Korea, but they caught a sergeant spanking a Gitmo detainee with a soft paddle. Give me a break. Give me a break. And now they're debating on whether or not to release Obama's picture. You know what? I did a debt certificate for Osama bin Laden. And guess what? It's printed in Hawaii. And I can't remember all of it, but it said height, same as Bill O'Reilly. Weight, same as Pee Wee Herman. Eyes, color of eyes are hard to tell. Hair straight up, beard straight out, and what else was on there? Oh yes, cause of death, instant dysentery. And I sealed it. I said this is the official seal of the state of Hawaii, and I put a picture of a seal flat out on his belly. Yeah, this is what's going on in our country. We are being sold. We are suckers. We only get revenge every 4 years, and with 6 years with the senators, right? The senator's good for 6 years. He gets an extra 2 years to screw us. Unbelievable. You should have their benefits. You should have their time off. They make the school teachers look like hard workers. School teachers are hard workers, and they have to know karate today. What is sad, you can see that they got a sign up outside the school that says, no dope dealing. This is a drug-free zone for 2 blocks. When you get into the 3rd block, you can do anything you want. You can grow the shit. Unbelievable. That's all America needs is one more drug. Yeah. The only drug that Americans should be allowed to take is X-Lax. Do you know if they found out that horse manure was the greatest high, the racetracks would be full of junkies. Americans would be hanging around the winner's circle. They'd be behind the horse at the starting gate. waiting for a delivery. It's really sad, man. We are so doped up. We are 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. How's that? Isn't that great? Does that make your day? Huh? Do you know, I got to tell you, I know, you know, you see, you never miss what you never had. If you never had liberty, you don't know. If you never had the pursuit of happiness, you don't know. You can't miss what you never had. I grew up at a time there was not one gate on a store. There was not one burglar alarm on a store. In my village of Washington Heights, which is right by the George Washington Bridge, between the Hudson River and the East River, in my village of 20 blocks, the only burglar alarm was at a bank. And look at all the businesses that have come with high crime. Drugs, you get rid of drugs, 85% of the crime is gone. Divorce will be down. Road rage will be down. Half these people are driving in a hurry, are trying to get to their pusher. It's fix time. They're not seeing anybody they're running over. But c'est la guerre. That's war. Hang in there. I'll give you a Memorial Day tribute to men who died so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke. And not put salt on the table because it's no good for you. But you could snort a pound of coke. Yeah. Or you could suck weed into your lungs and fill those little packets, those little pouches in your lungs full of ganja. I'm working on a video. It's called Flag Burners of Record. And it's going to show pictures of every senator and every congressman. Well, not every congressman, because there was 135 of them who voted to burn the flag. And but I got about 20 of the most obvious ones. But I got all the congressmen, including the 8 that are on the House Military Intelligence Committee, 40 days before 9/11 and voted to burn the flag. Shows you what they knew, huh? And I've got pictures of GIs who died. And this tune that I'm going to play for you now is dedicated to everybody who died for us since 1776, who made one installment on my LLP, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, and yours. And your family wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them. So hear us when we cry to thee for those who peril on the sea.
We got 9 minutes left. I'm going to pop a couple of tunes for you. And the first one's not working. There it is. Head of the IMF, the International Money Fund. I wonder how much we're involved in that. He got caught trying to exposing himself to a maid in a $3,000 a night, a New York hotel room, and the cops pulled him off the plane as he was trying to escape back to France. Those Frenchies are bad news. $3,000 a day for a hotel. Are you telling me that you couldn't come up with a couple of hundred for a girl that could dress up like a maid? Oh, man, these Frenchmen, they're always surrendering to someone or somebody. Let me give you a little Cal Jada, a little Latino. Thank you.